Poetry is motion. Poetry is emotion. Poetry is he-motion. Poetry is her-motion. Poetry is hurt-motion. Poetry is heart-motion. Poetry as a notion. Poetry was an ocean.
Hello, I'm Stephen Pitters, and welcome to the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, you know who you are and you know who I am, so you know it is time for you to reset and enjoy some poetry, prose, and at times some music here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 FM. This is Thin Air Community Radio, and we are on the stream at www.kyrs.org, where the young, the old, and the in-between gather to share their thoughts, feelings, and emotions. My special guest today is the noted poet Terrence Nelson. Terrence, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a very good pleasure to be here.
All right. As you know, the mission of the Spokane Open Poetry Program is to make available to poets and others the opportunity to share their literary works and musical skills. But Terrence, guess what? It is time for the Thank You Minute. So is there anyone out there that you would like to give a shout out to?
First of all, I'd like to thank God, because without him, I can't do this. Second of all, I'd like to thank my wifey, Maggie. If you're listening, I know you should be listening, girl. You my number one. I got you. And I'd like to give a shout out to Michael Bethley from Bethley Entertainment, who helped me to get my foot in the door here, and P4CM.com, which motivates and inspires and educates me in my poetry every day.
And how about mom?
And then also my mom, who's here in the room with us today. Big shout out to your mom. Thanks for birthing me.
Okay, I'd like to give a quick shout out to some friends of mine down in California. I have John and Mary down there in California, and Tracy. Now, as you know, the mission of the Spoken Word Poetry Program is to make available to poets and others the opportunity to share their works. And before we get started, let me not forget, so I have it in front of me. One of the things that you will see when you tune into the KYRS website, there are many things, but one of the things you will see is the front of a red car. And it says, donate your car, truck, or boat, and it's easy. All you have to do is call 855-597-7227 to arrange a free pickup. And what you get a tax receipt. So remember, give us a call at 855-597-7227 to arrange that free pickup for your car, truck, or boat. Okay, moving along, before we get started, I am going to read one of my pieces that I've been working on, and then I'll turn the show over to my special guest, Terrence Nelson. Okay, this piece is called The Breach of Talent. Like the world, we're not alone, just at times cold and cast into the cosmos, spiraling to discover a tent to rent, like a headstrong traveler trying to cut loose the reigning amount of discontentment. For better, if not worse, or perhaps at the tail of the trail, where perpetuity abandons its hold around our necks, like the weight of the stone that drags us into the likes of the surplus slag, we have a scuffle to mount. Disputing the toll of this painful episode is the one unrelenting proof. Science created from the hands of man, atomic fission, with its convulsive destructive power. How was he, following this profound display of qualified swagger, able to resist equating himself to the company of the Most High? Even the talented student, however, is far removed from the teacher. He is a mere technician with sparkle, standing in the shadow of a masterful artist such as the divine one, Michelangelo, searching for himself, for his prize, and blinded. This vainglorious posturing will likely rob him of his sight and plunge his soul into myriads of desolatory philippics. Unknown to him, he is infected by self-centeredness that sends him astray from the sobriety of his artistic calling. He becomes a painter void of paints, brushes, or canvas to display his burgeoning talent, and in the blink of an eye, immortality escapes the birth of his Aurora Borealis. If you are just tuning in, I'm Stephen Pitters, and this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Now, folks, sit back and enjoy the masterful poetry of the one and only Terrence Nelson. Terrence, is now your show.
Thank you so much, man. This is a great opportunity. Listeners that are there, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for supporting the movement here in Spokane and all across the world that is about poetry. Poetry is a great way to express ourselves and to get our feelings out and to change the world. So this first piece, let me introduce myself. I'm 32 years old. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. I live in Spokane, Washington now. Long story short, I took off down the wrong road in life, and now I'm 8 years clean and sober. I have a wife and 4 kids, and poetry is my life. Poetry is my passion. Poetry is my heart. And so that's why I'm here today, and I'm glad that I get to share a little bit of some of the things that I've written. This first piece I got for you, it comes from a place of working and living in a world where some people have said some things that may have not been the nicest of things to me, such as, "You're the whitest black guy I know." So many people think that's funny and stuff like that, but I got tired of it, so this is where this piece comes from. This piece is called Black Is. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. This just in. I am black. Yes, folks, you heard it here first. Seems to be obvious, but for those who seem to be visually, culturally, stereotypically impaired, this poem is for you. The whitest black guy ever. Ha! What an oxymoron, you moron. Your definition of black and my definition seem to be opposite. If you look closer, you would see I'm the definition of composite. Yeah, I know it's pronounced composite. I guess I said it like that just to see if you thought I sounded black. Saying I'm the whitest black guy ever, you might as well just use the N-word. You've insulted my intelligence and have assaulted my identity. Your narrow-minded thinking has prevented you from being exposed to capture all kinds of culture. With a clouded lens, you define black as your first encounter at the age of 14 with a black person. Let me take you back. Do you remember the jolt that came over you as you laid eyes on our mocha latte skin? It sent your heart rushing like you just had a triple shot caramel macchiato, hold the soy. Or what about the sound of your inner voice that egged you to just ask, "Can I touch your hair?" Yes, it's soft. Yes, I wash it. Yes, it can be messed up. And depending on the day, you may end up with some lubricated substance all over your hands as well. We like to call moisturizer, grease, or coconut oil. With many questions and assumptions, you went on through life never receiving answers to the mythological thoughts you had and never had a true foundation or understanding of what black is. Only I think black is... .. Tupac with a bandana and a nose ring. Some Michael Jordans because I like his shoes. A couple hints of Martin Luther King Jr. because I have to. And a dash of Scary Spice because Spice Girls rule. See, what happens is when a black man doesn't fit into your mold and recipe, they are either defined as a thug or the whitest black guy ever. This has become a prejudicial moment. This has become a prejudicial mindset. But let me guess, I'm not racist. I have a black friend. His name's Tyrone. Well, you can call Tyrone all you want to, but that doesn't defeat the fact that you have a prejudged sense of a man before even getting to know him. Was that black enough for you? No wonder you're offended when we say Black Lives Matter. Oops, was that too black for you? This poem is not a diss, but an action to dismiss every falsehood or principle of what black is. Let us not get it twisted, for the battle of light and dark rests from there to there, not from here to here. True black is strong against all adversity. True black is diversity in all cultural aspects, from the hood to the White House. True black is articulate, like General Colin Powell. You know he became the Joint Chiefs of Staff because he's from from Harlem, duh. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. True Black is more than hip-hop. True Black is symphonies, ballets, rock and roll, and Olympic swimming. Yep, we did that too. Black is suits, P's and Q's, loud and demonstrative. Black is innovative and creativity. It's more than a brand. It's not something you can want to be or a style you can envy. Black is me, and I'm proud to be me. And as long as I live, I'll say it loud. I'm black, and I'm proud.
Say it loud. Where's James Brown? Well, you mentioned that you're from Alaska.
Yes, sir, from Anchorage, Alaska. 24 years in Anchorage.
Were you born in Alaska?
No, my family was in the military, and so we traveled from Texas up to Anchorage, Alaska, and that's where I was raised.
Texas to Alaska.
Yep.
Texas the military will get you to far places.
Yeah, far places. Yep, so true.
I remember, you know, before we came on, we were talking about I made a couple of trips up to Alaska. You're getting through winter and mm-hmm. it's dark for how long? How did that impact you? Or, you know, because you were there for a long time?
You know, I guess being raised in Alaska, I mean, not really. I remember I took my wife up there a couple of years ago, and it really just impacted her. Mm-hmm. I know that it is cause for a lot of crime and other dark stuff that happens in Anchorage, Alaska. But I mean, you got the summertime, and when it's summertime, it stays like the midnight sun. It's so beautiful. Then in the wintertime, you got the aurora borealis, like you just mentioned in your poem, you know, so which is very beautiful as well. And you can't see it like that anywhere else. I mean, well, in the northern hemisphere, really, is Alaska's where it's at. So,
okay, all right, super. Well, you're on the roll, keep rolling.
All right, this next piece, just really dear to my heart. Now that I'm 8 years clean and sober, this is my rock, the word of God that I hold on to. And so this piece is called You Are. For you have been the breath to my life. You are my Genesis. Separated at birth and sold into slavery, you are my Exodus. You guide me, set my boundaries, and surround me. I see you as Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. I've come into the promised land with an inheritance of Joshua. You bring law and order as I come into your courts. You are my judges. You redeemed the land of your people from the old to the baby Ruth. Through the giants' captivity and long genealogies, you raised up Samuels, kings, and every First and Second Chronicle being. You brought your people back to their land under the leadership of a king, Ezra. You hold world records for city walls being built in your hands, Nehemiah. You show favor to an outcast in the presence of a king, Esther. Through pain and suffering, you remain faithful forever. You carry my Job. You sing and speak to me through Psalms and Proverbs. Should I stay or should I go? You appoint the times, Ecclesiastes. You lyric romance and anatomy and called it intimacy. You are the song of all songs. You prophesied of yourself through a man in Isaiah. Broke our hearts from man and now I'm weeping Jeremiah. Coming back to your heart, lamenting lamentations. You ministered to the exiled, even in captivity, Ezekiel. You are the God of the fire and the God of the lion. I envision you in Daniel. You seek out the harlot in my back page and forgive my gomers, Hosea. I call out to your name and I am delivered, Joel. You rebuke the heart of the religious and Amos. I've discovered the deadliest catches to run from the direction that you have called me, Jonah. The New Testament and the Old Testament of the coming king, Micah. You mirror your reflection of majesty and judges in Nahum. Even when things don't make sense, you clarify my hind feet in high places in a name like Habakkuk. You are extreme makeover, flip or flop for your house, driver move that bus in Haggai. You are a warrior dancing over me in Zephaniah. You are extreme makeover, flip or flop for your house, driver, move that bus in Haggai. Although our nation's on another call, you still make the call for repentance, Zechariah. You are more than just my daddy, I call you Adonai. You are healing and generational reconciliation in the Beck of Malachi. You are the first, you are last, you listen to my battle cry. Although our nation's on another call, you still make the call for repentance, Zechariah. You are healing and generational reconciliation in the book of Malachi. You are more than just my daddy. I call you Daddy Adonai. You are first and you are last. Just listen to my battle cry. Jesus! Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Good news. You came, you saw, you conquered. Transform my mind in Romans. Consume my spirit in Acts. Ascribe to the body in Corinthians. Rooted and fruited in Galatians. Suited and booted in Ephesians. Humble and content in Philippians. You are high and exalted in Colossians. You profess your teaching of truth and grace, Thessalonians. You instructed and trained your soldiers in Timothy. You are order in your church in Titus. You intercede and stand in the gap. gap, you are my Philemon. You are superior, reign over all things Hebrews. You make this practice practical to draw near in James. And 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, you beloved me the same. In the book of Jude, you are in my corner. In Revelations, your return is revealed. All powerful coming King, you are this book, you are this life, you are our groom, we are your bride. There was none before and there'll never be none after. Your word irrevocable, your love irreplaceable, your power unmatchable, your name immovable. You are the locksmith to death, hell, and the grave. You are eternity. There's no coming back except in your return with the final act. Your word is the word, and in two words you could have said it all. I am that I am is who I will call. If you feel lost and ashamed, go ahead right now, call on his name, Jesus. If you need to be healed from pain, call on his name, Jesus. If you need strength to stand in the rain, just call on his name, Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Choose this as life. Don't deny the truth. Demons obey him. Death gave up on him. You can be born again. We'll just call this Bethlehem. Confess with your mouth that he is Lord. Believe in your heart that he lives again, no longer wretched nor sinner, now saint. Welcome to the family. He calls you friend. Live by his word. It's a gift unto you. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Thank you.
Woo. Powerful piece. We're going to step off to the side and let folks know that this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And if you would like to be a guest, all you need to do is give us a call at 509-747-3807. And remember, we're in the stream at www.kyrs.org. And if you would also like to be a volunteer, again, just give us a call here and let the folks who answer the phone know that you are interested in being part of KYRS. And if you don't know what those call letters mean, it stands for your radio station. And this is what we try to do. Now, Terrence, one of the things I like to ask my talent, or the talent that comes here, is that particular piece. How did you come about putting it together?
Mm-hmm. So for me, without preaching or anything like that, for me, it was like, how can I make what I live my life by real? How can I, what is each chapter that I go through, 66 books that I go through in the Word of God, man, how can I make it personal to me? And so what I did is I looked for character traits, you know, and that's something I do is like, what do I love? You know, then I look at that one thing I love and then I break it apart and I write maybe I write down a list of all the character traits that I love about that one thing. And then I take something else that I love, you know, or that I've experienced in life, and I try to put those character traits in with experiences, and then it comes up with those nice fresh lines.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you've written a lot of pieces, but we'll stick with this one because I know for me, when I write some of my books, I write some of them in different times of the day. Like maybe mm-hmm. I did majority of writing in the morning or in the night and so forth. That particular piece, do you remember when you, what say part of the day or day of the week it was when you started putting that piece together?
Yeah, so I wrote this piece during nap time. Yes, yes, and all the kids were asleep. My wife was gone. She was out doing something, hanging out with her friends or something. And it was like that peace and quiet. It was that dull. It was like, all right, I have my time right now. I got four kids, you know. So I mean, those times are few and in between, you know. Full-time job, husband, and a father of four, you know. So I got to get that time. But for this piece specifically, it was during nap time. In the middle of the day, but most of my poetry I like to write late at night, you know, when everybody's asleep. That's when my head's the most clear. That's when I look back and reflect on all my experiences of the day and the things that I've come in contact with, and I get more of a fresh and awakened feeling to the words that I'm putting down onto paper.
All right, well, that having been said, keep rolling.
All right, so this next piece, I got to give a shout out to, again, to my wifey, Maggie Nelson. Man, she's been there for me through thick and thin. We just celebrated 5 years, our five-year wedding anniversary. We have four kids. We're a blended family, but we're moving strong. And one day, you know, it was for Christmas, I wanted to give her a gift. And so instead of just buying her something, you know, because sometimes we know ladies are hard to shop for. So I was like, let me just give her something that's straight from the heart and that means something. And so this is a piece that I wrote, and it's just called Maggie. My love for you is brilliant, like Einstein trying to find out pi divided by E equals MC squared. Doesn't make sense, but my love is still true. Before I met you, my soul was dry like the Sahara. But from the first hello to our last goodnight, you have replenished me with streams of love and delight. My heart is available. Come right in. Lay down your arms and take up mine, for I will fight for you. I will carry you. I will stand by you. When I couldn't see his love, he showed himself through yours. You have pitched a tent in my chest that is staked with forever. In sickness and in health, we do good like rivers and oceans. You can be my delta. Because from your lips spring forth life. Your hand and mind marinates my heart and mind. Our lives are ingredients to the master chef. In days like this, I'm glad my heart's bloody raw. Gordon's right. I'm trying to kill someone. My flesh, so it never gets in the way of serving you. I could serve this all day to you on a platter. And I know you, and I know that to you, the dripping blood wouldn't matter. Because in every artery and vessel, you would know that my heart beats for you. Don't believe me? Call Meredith to check my vitals. Amelia to see what's on my mind. And Pierce to crack my chest just to see how holding my heart feels. Yeah. I'm black, you're white, but in our kids, you can see we make beautiful Grey's Anatomy. No series finale. I want to wake up and make up like George and Callie. Enough with the shepherds and Greys, I'll leave the rest for a private practice. Honey, you are my pride and joy, never the shame. Girl, to me, you are my ball and chain, no Raina James. I might be the hard-headed weight, but you link me to reality and my dreams. I'll insulate your heart like a cart heart. I secure your insecurities in my bank vault and melt your heart into gold bricks because you can't trust banks, though. If I had a dollar for every time I said I love you, I'd be sitting on bankrolls. My love for you is all law and order. Case closed. I'll be there for every scene instead of unseen like Taru. We're best friends like Tom and Huck. I'll protect you always like you're Olivia and I'm Huck. My heart always fits in your hands, no scandal. Your voice on the telephone makes my heart wish. I can't wait to face you. Your voice on the telephone makes my heart wish. I can't wait to be face to face, no catfish. I'm resurrected in love. You can call me Lazarus. Thank you for bringing my heart back to life. I dedicate this poem to the love of my life, my best friend, my wife.
Oof, my best friend, my wife. That's right. Yeah, saying it like it is.
Say it like it is, man.
Some interesting lines there. I was trying to, you know, keep them in front of my mind about saying how much I love you would be like a bankroll.
Yeah.
I was like, poof, okay, we're rich here.
Yeah, we're rich, man.
So, how long have you been writing poetry?
In 2011, so I came to a program here for a faith-based recovery program for men struggling with drugs and alcohol, and I was a meth addict strung out on the streets of Anchorage, Alaska, and I came here in 2010 to get my life right, and then after I completed the one-year program, I was like, okay, what do I do now? My hobby used to be chasing the dope, doing those things, running the streets. That was my hobby. Now what do I do? So I found this thing on YouTube called P4CM, Passion for Christ Movement, and it's all spoken word poetry, and it just captivated me. Mm-hmm. So since 2011, April 2011, I've just been writing, you know, and then I got some opportunities to perform and present, and then I gave a shout-out to this guy, Michael Bethley here in Spokane, that used to do Be Open Mic Nights. He invited me out, and I actually got to perform and headline one of the be a featured poet for one of the open mic nights, and I loved it. I fell in love with it, and ever since then, I've just been writing. But then, you know, having wife and kids, you know, sometimes you got to take some time off, you know, a hiatus. And so now I'm coming back on the scene. One of my friends that Misty Grace, who performs here in Spokane, has inspired me. I inspired her to start, and now she's inspired me to jump into the scene and get back into doing some poetry slams. So starting this year, I'll be hitting up the poetry slam scenes.
Okay, there are quite a few around here of late. And because we ran into each other at the
Power to the Poetry.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of great that we have a diversity of poetry venues for all tastes and styles.
I love it, man. I love it. It just shows, like, man, we here in Spokane, man, we're real about it, you know. I was at the Grand Slam at the Bartlett not too long ago, and just hearing the different poets that were up there and just conveying, man, we have talent here.
Okay, so more of your works, please.
This next piece is called Pride and Prejudice. This comes from a place of just really racism, comes from a place of prejudicial mindsets, and so this piece is called Pride and Prejudice. Knock, knock. Who's there? Me. Me who? My name is Prejudice. I rhyme with silence. How could that be? Because nobody ever speaks of me. You might know me better as segregation, hatred, genocide. Jew versus Samaritan, indentured servant, slave or the unfree. You may have read about me throughout history or even in the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, I was there and I'm even here. Closer than you think. So close that I can smell the breakfast of this morning off your breath. 2 over-easy eggs with 2 pieces of toast, rye of course, 1/2 a glass of that 2% milk that you know was expired but you drink it anyways. I'm that close. Don't try to ignore me. That's almost as bad as coming down the aisle on your own wedding day and saying I don't because you got cold feet. Don't you know your disgust in your eyes for discontent for the one who sits next to you warms me? I turn your heart of flesh into a heart of concrete. It's okay, it's okay. I'll let you feel good about yourself for a little bit. Give a dollar once a year to Samaritan's Purse, and you can keep on telling jokes about how black people come from dirt. I love the impersonation of giving that we live, but I hear the heart that is saying, I hope my money don't go to the underprivileged kids. If home is where the heart is, then build me a house so I can rest in the 60s. My foundation is the White House, backbone is Indian land. My porch is buckwheat, and because I go to church, everything is okay. Knock, knock. Who's there? Me. Me who? I'm the representative of every color, nationality, and ethnicity. Yes, I represent you and me. I'm the beat of his heart. L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E. Allow me to shine some light on the truth, and once we've all seen it, I hope you grab a fork so we can eat the elephant in this room. We're all the same color when you turn off the lights. Let me say it again. We are all the same color when you turn out the lights. Sin. Sin is not black, white, red, brown, or yellow. Sin is sin in the eyes of the Lord. Let's sever your cataracts and receive this new lens. Because of his blood is grace. Because of his grace, we're all the same color, white. Redeemed and set free, there's no color scheme. I see white and you see black, but he sees clean. In order to have eyes like my Savior, I need to be the first to admit, God set me free of my pride and prejudice. If it takes a victim to become the culprit so we can all see if the shoe fits, then so be it. I said if it takes the victim to become the culprit so we can all see that shoe fits, then so be it. In order for a church to be reconciled, it must first admit that something needs to be fixed. Brothers and sisters, we have sat in our chairs for too long with the wool over our eyes. Sermons of reconciliation sound like they're on repeat the way they've been looped so many times, looped so many times, looped so many times. And that might be okay for you, but for him, it's distasteful and you're making him spew. So make the choice today to grab a fork and take a bite of the elephant too. Message delivered.
Whew. Well, I guess the message has been delivered. And on that note, we are at the end of our show. Believe it or not, as we talked before we came on, it goes quickly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Before you know it. But it's been my pleasure to have Terrence Nelson here on the show with us and Mom in the studio as well.
It's also a pleasure as well. You know, TerrenceNelson.com, a website for more poetry.
Exactly. So you can find out what he's doing around town and all the various poetry venues which are waiting to present his talent to those near and far. And we are proud to have had Terrence in the studio so he can be heard around the country and around the world. So for Terrence Nelson, I'm Stephen Pitters, your host for the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS, Medical Lake, Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Terrence, my pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, sir.
That having been said, it's time for us to walk away from here. We'll see you again real soon. Thank you very much.